Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I can feel this song. Can't you? Because it's going to be cold as ice for sure. It has been, and it's going to get colder. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is WCCO-TV's chief meteorologist, Chris Schaefer. His forecast brought to you by Washburn McCreevy, Funeral and Cremation Services, since 1857. To the guy who loves song lyrics, that one hits home.
I referenced that Foreigner song last night.
Did you?
Did
you hear him say that, Jimmy?
No.
Oh, so Jimmy you and Jimmy are just on the same wavelength.
You know, I reference music songs all the time, but it's amazing how many that tie into weather naturally, whether it's, you know, with that northwest wind. If you're driving to Anoka, you're driving Bob Seger style against the wind. You know, they kind of fall into place, a lot of them.
Yes.
But yeah, that song, and I love Foreigner, by the way.
I do too.
What a great
band.
What
a good,
so many great songs.
Even their late concerts as of late have been really good too. And I know it's not all the original members, but they just do a great job.
I saw Lou Gramm at the Lioness Band Shell at the State Fair. It's probably 4 or 5 years ago now, but he was great. You know, he did all the Foreigner songs. I think two of his sons are now in the band or something like that. But he also did some of his solo stuff like Midnight Blue and Ready or Not, one of the rockers and stuff. But yeah, I'm a big Foreigner guy. That's not hard to get me to listen to some Foreigner with you.
It's good. Well, we're focused on this temperature drop that's on the way, and I'm just kind of dreading it.
Yeah, the best news I have about it is it's pretty short-lived. Today is such a quiet day, really. It's colder than yesterday, which is colder than the day before. 29, so pretty close to average. Just a benign day. Enjoy it, because it's not going to be quiet moving forward. First concern, we have a little hurdle to clear here. Some snow along that Arctic front. In fact, right now, Winnipeg Jets fans are going, hey, it's snowing, eh? It's light, but it's there right now up in Canada. It will work its way down toward us. I don't think it gets to the Twin Cities until the evening. So if you have evening plans, just know some flakes could be flying. It's really not a lot of snow. I don't see anybody across the state picking up over an inch from this. Most will be, you know, 0.3 of an inch, 0.5 inch. But it could grease up those roadways by the Wednesday morning commute. So that's the first concern, is there could be some slick spots tomorrow morning when you're driving to work. Then it's the feel factor. It's an Arctic front that's eking out some of this light snow, and the wind is really going to crank up from the northwest, 10 to 20, gusting to 30. Our overnight low tomorrow morning will be 10. That's also going to be our high, likely. It's one of those temperatures fall throughout the day. Vanita, by Thursday morning, we will find ourselves below zero for the first time this season, likely bottoming out around 3 below, still enough wind to make it feel like 15 to 20 below. And you're whopping high on Thursday afternoon? 9. That's it. So it's going to be cold, coldest we've felt so far this season. It's also going to be our first time falling below zero in 11 months. Last time was January 20th when we hit 5 below. And I got to say, we're kind of soft. Vanita, I was doing some digging last night at the WCCO studios. We only fell below zero 6 times last winter. That's well below average. And it's going to be a little earlier than we've done it the past 4 years. the first time we fell below zero last winter was this year, January 13th. Remember, it was raining on Christmas Eve and day with highs in the 50s. The ice fishing was terrible. It was such a mild winter. But yeah, we're going to feel the chill definitely tomorrow night and Thursday morning.
And the ice thickness, this is really, really helping.
Yeah, we took a little hit over the weekend. You know, when you get to 52 in the upper 40s, I was telling people again, stay off just for a little bit here. But yeah, it is really going to thicken up today while, you know, we're below freezing now for the next several hours. And boy, when you fall back below zero, it thickens up nicely. And I know so many people that are so excited to get out there and do some ice fishing and everything we kind of got, you know, robbed of last year. So enjoy.
And they certainly will. Chris, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, catch you in the morning tomorrow.
WCCO-TV's chief meteorologist, Chris Schaefer. It's 7:38. We're chatting with Henry Lake coming up about this Gopher basketball team. What's he thinking about them? They're having a rough time in the Big Ten, as expected. We'll talk to Henry coming up.